The talk of the town. Now, here's Mike Walsh.
We're joined by Rob Machel, and I don't even know how to introduce you yet because the race is still out, undecided. You do have I don't even know if I want to say a commanding lead at this point, but you certainly have a lead over your opponent,
There's
Dave Johnson.
There's still a lot of districts out there that have to be counted.
How many districts need to be counted, Rob?
I believe there's 17 out there that still have to be, the numbers have to be put in.
Are those 17 that need to be counted, are they because of the way the voting happened last night, the way the returns came in, or is that typical?
I'm not quite sure. We were up until I was up until about 2:30 this morning with our supporters, but we do know they're kind of scattered around the county, so it's not like one particular pocket in the county.
Okay,
but there are several out there that still have to be put in.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, the race is still going. Mm-hmm. Your opponent has not conceded, and you're going to continue to, I guess we could say, cautiously optimistic at this point.
That's a good, cautiously optimistic. We watched the numbers. We had about 10 people out in the field at some of the bigger polling locations mm-hmm. who were able to get some numbers for us unofficially, completely unofficially, and kind of call in to our people. So we got off to a real good start. Mm-hmm. We were very strong where we wanted to be strong mm-hmm. in the districts. And that felt good, we just stayed focused, and as much as people were trying to distract us from the message, mm-hmm. we just stayed on focus.
You did stay on the message very well throughout the campaign.
It was interesting because in the very beginning, prior to the primaries, we really didn't know who our opponent was going to be. And when our staff first sat down, we came up with our message, mm-hmm. that 6-point plan, and we decided, months and months ago, no matter what happens around us, mm-hmm. we're never going to leave that message. And as frustrating as it got at sometimes, because you want to go out and defend things.
Sure.
And a couple times I did. I think on this show I defended a few things. But, we just needed to stay on that track, and we felt that that was the right choice to do.
Have you been given any indication when the rest of these rest of the areas are going to be counted and when you might know who the winner is?
No, I'm certainly hopeful that today those 17 districts, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, they get those 17 districts put in so we know where we stand. Mm-hmm. Because there's 3,000 absentee ballots that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, we worked hard on reaching out to the absentee voters. We sent each and every one of them an individual letter from me with a brochure. So we did reach out to them. And depending on what the final number shows up with, and then you look at the number of absentees, then then maybe we can upgrade that cautiously optimistic status.
So if say that it's a 1,500 or 2,000 vote race, we don't know till the absentee ballots are in, and now not all the absentee ballots will be counted till what, the 24th of November,
right.
Isn't that with the military?
All but military have to be in the office there by a week from yesterday.
Yes.
And then they do the militaries. And again, I think you have to look at the numbers and they'll be able to tell how many are still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because 3,000 were mailed out, that doesn't mean 3,000 are going to come back in either.
So right.
You really, it's hard to gauge that. But, and I hope that we know soon. Because I certainly have two very important jobs that I hold mm-hmm. that obviously I have to step down from if I am declared the winner eventually here. And there's a transitional period not only going into a new job, but as the mayor of New York Mills, there's many, many lingering, very important things that mm-hmm. have to be transitioned into.
And now, how does that work? Is there a special election for your job as New York Mills mayor? Do you have a deputy mayor that you appoint?
Mayor, but speaking with the attorney, I don't want to misquote myself, but to mm-hmm. the best of my knowledge, the deputy mayor only becomes the mayor when the mayor is absent, mm-hmm. when he's still there, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So with the mayor gone, the board would have a decision. Do we appoint one of the board members, the mayor, a temporary mayor until March, when mm-hmm. a special election will be held in March? We know that for sure, to fulfill the rest of my term.
Right.
So the board would they have the option of making someone the mayor or leaving that seat vacant for a couple months and let the people decide in March. I'm not quite sure where that's going to go, and I won't be part of that decision making.
When would your term end as mayor if you had
There's
not run
2 years
sheriff?
Left on that term. So whoever, if I were to win and be declared the winner as sheriff, the next person who the board appointed as mayor would have to win in March, and that's only for the remainder of my term, which would be 2 years, and then they'd have to go for re-election to a full term.
Okay. So today is a busy day. I mean, you're always busy going into the campaign because mm-hmm. you're putting up campaign signs, and today's a busy day because you have to go take them all down.
Yes.
How many campaign signs are out there? And you're covering a very big area with
Oneida County. The 4x8 signs, the large ones, which was today's goal. This was a plan day off, win or mm-hmm. lose. We were going to get those signs down. We have 85 out there of the big ones. Mm. Lawn signs, we purchased 1,500, and there's two left at my house. So, you know, and I know some get stolen, some get damaged, but there are, you know, upwards of 1,500 small signs.
One of the things I'd really like to do, being that this was kind of my first election with this mm-hmm. with this station, I'd like to get signs from all the winners, if
Absolutely.
We could. So if I can get a Rob Machel sign, even one of the big ones would be fine, you know, whatever. Just save me a Rob Machel sign, if we could do that.
Absolutely.
So that you're going to be very busy with that. Talk to me about the family thing. How was it this morning when you got up? Did the kids go to school as normal? Was it just kind of a normal day for you?
The two little ones running a little bit late, but my oldest, Amanda, she, and I think I mentioned this before, she's been moved from the JV team up to varsity field hockey team mm-hmm. for sectionals, and they have a game tonight. So it was crucial. She was with me till last, you know, late last night. She went to bed and she had to be to school on time. So she's in school. I promised her, her game at RFA tonight. I will be there with my phone off. So
really?
We're going to,
do you think you can pull that off? Really?
For Amanda? Absolutely. My kids and my wife just did a phenomenal job through the summer. And we made that decision, like I said, the day before election day, win or lose, it didn't matter. You know, the family, we did a phenomenal job together. We spent a tremendous amount of time, quality time together. We have an incredibly strong bond, and so we were going to be happy either way. I mean, certainly you like to come out on top, and I hope that the trend carries where we stay on top. But we met some great people. Mm-hmm. We made some great friends. You know, I became very close to some people. My campaign manager is a phenomenal individual. This kid is going to go places. Just mm-hmm. a well-organized, energetic guy. You know, and it's been an awesome learning experience. I just hope that, you know, the enthusiasm that I have, even without any sleep in about 3 days, I'm very enthused, and I just want to be able to carry that trend into the sheriff's office.
You know, eventually the adrenaline that you're running at right
it's
now.
It's got to run out.
You're going to hit the wall like you can't believe. Yep. So talk to me then, if the trend continues and you are elected the next Oneida County Sheriff, day one, what are you doing when you get there? Obviously, you're going to, you know, bring some things into your office, but what's first on the agenda?
First on the agenda, like I said, we've got to do some redeployment to get ourselves back in the drug task force. We're going to begin our team-based audit, which is probably going to take several months because there's so much there. You know, I certainly have got a lot to learn. But I this morning on my way down here, I did talk to two people, and I'm going to wait to hear back from them. I'm trying to get my committee appointed who's going to be looking at the candidates for undersheriff. Mm-hmm. I want them to screen them and then make a recommendation back to me with me making the final decision. Because prior, you know, if the trend continues and I do end up winning, you know, having a real good, energetic undersheriff who believes in our message is very important to me. So I need to get that out of the way before January 1st.
All right. You're going to have a lot of things on your hand.
If I could say thank you
absolutely.
To you, you know, and several of the other media outlets. They've been great through this campaign. They've offered so many opportunities for my opponent and I to come out. And I want to commend my opponent for every opportunity that he was asked to talk, whether we were together or separate on these shows. I think it's important to get our message out. And that's another thing, as the sheriff going in, if I am the sheriff, I want to have a positive relationship with all the media outlets. I want to be open and accessible. Obviously, there's some things that, you know, when they're pending, you can't, but
sure.
I want to have a good relationship. I've always had one as the mayor, and I want to continue that, you know, as the sheriff.
All right, and we look forward to having you back on a regular basis.
Thank you. Absolutely.
If you're next
Oneida
County Sheriff. Listen, you got a lot to do, so go do what you got to do.
Much.
Rob Machel, thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. B95, good morning. You're on the radio.
Hello, Mike, hey. Richard, Hannah.
Richard, how are you? Good morning, and congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Richard, has it sunk in at all?
By that you mean
by the
sunk
fact,
in the sense that I'm going to have to go do this job now.
Yeah.
Right. No, it has, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. I think actually doesn't take any time to sink in because that's been something I've wanted to do for a while, so I'm mm-hmm. I'm more than ready.
What's the feeling right now in the Hannah household? Is there a big a collective sigh of relief?
Not really. I I really believe that major lifestyle change for my wife and kids and I, and there's pluses and minuses in that for us, but I think that ultimately if we do something with this job that helps bring back some prosperity to upstate New York, and maybe if we can live to see the corner turned and some growth come back here, and it'll all be worth it. You know, you just, that's the case, because I've got a great life without this, but I want this job. I want to do it. I want to represent every person in this district equally, and you know, that's my goal.
We're talking to Richard Hanna, the congressman-elect for the 24th Congressional District. And, Richard, the latest Zogby poll had showed that there was a gap of maybe, I believe, 6 or 7 points between you and Michael R. Curie in Michael R. Curie's favor. So, obviously, your last couple of days, your message cut through. What do you think there was in your message that voters took to and ultimately elected you into office? What was the message they got?
Well, I think that people are fed up with Washington. I think that they look at the gridlock and they're disgusted. I mean, we pay these people to make decisions and fix our problems, and they do anything but. You know, you're left with a feeling it's all about them, and we're caught in the middle. And I think being a businessman and an outsider and somebody who's familiar with the issues that are primarily economic in upstate New York, you know, job loss and loss of young people and incredibly high taxes, people are scared out there, and I get it. I understand that. I feel the same way, and I'm also part of that group of people who's just tired of watching his community go downhill year in and year out. So I offer people a way to change that, a different perspective. Mr. R. Curie is a guy who, you know, been in government most of his life, and that's fine, but I have a different paradigm, and I think people that appeal to people, at least I hope so. And the idea is to, you know, running for office is hard enough, but if we can take this job and make something out of it for everybody in this district and put a little faith back in government and maybe growth again and understand that most of the value in our economy comes from small business, and that's where the jobs come from, and work with small businesses to help them grow and feel secure in upstate New York again, then that's part of the goal. The other thing is to represent us nationally on important international and national issues, and I'm comfortable, capable of doing that, too.
We're talking to Richard Hanna, the congressman-elect for the 24th Congressional District. Have we ever had a congressman from Barneveld before, Mr. Hanna, that you know of?
I don't know the answer to that. But it's in Oneida County, and I'm happy to live where I live up here in the West Canada. It's a beautiful spot.
It is God's country, without question. So a little bit after midnight last night, you get a phone call from Michael R. Curie, who concedes to you. Without specifics to, you know, the actual verbiage of the phone call, because that's really a private matter between you and Mr. R. Curie, what was the feeling that you got from him? Was it a congratulatory theme? Was it more one of sadness? How would you kind of characterize that phone call?
He was very kind, very thoughtful. He offered to make this transition as easy as possible. You know, I think we both know that it's been a hard race for both of us. I have a deep respect for the Curie family, his grandfather and father and himself, and have been committed to this community for many, many years. And they've done great things in their public service, and I respect that. And we exchange niceties, as it were, and I think that it will be a smooth transition. And I look forward to meeting his people, and hopefully we can keep some people on so that we have a seamless transition. There are people with things in the works that need to be completed, and I certainly think that the public is entitled to have their needs addressed regardless of who's in, and I look forward to making it as seamless as possible, and I think Mr. Curie is committed to that process also.
And so where does it go from here, Richard? Because although you don't take office until what, January, correct? January 1?
Yes.
Okay, and you don't take office till January 1, but obviously the transition begins today, or maybe you take a day off after the campaign and start tomorrow. But
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get out there today and thank so many of the county chairs and the different committees and try to and so many wonderful contributors and people who physically helped and spent hundreds of hours doing all those things that people need to do, phone calls and putting up signage. And I'm going to get out there and extend my gratitude and commit to people that represent them fairly, equally, and thoughtfully. So that's the job, and I'm happy to do that, and I look forward to being successful in this position.
And we look forward to having you be successful. Richard Hanna is the congressman-elect for the 24th Congressional District. And, Richard, I give you a heartfelt congratulations. You know, I think you're a great story, and it's nice to see you win this election.
Well, thank you. You're very kind to say that, and I look forward to doing the job. That's what it's always been about. Running for office has taken way too long. Now I want to go to work.
Okay, Richard Hanna, thank you so much. And can we check in with you from time to time? I know your plate's going to be a little fuller now, but we'd love to have your input.
Okay. No problem at all. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. I don't even know if we got time to squeeze one more in. B95, good morning.
You're on the Mike, radio.
Yes.
Mike Walsh, Joe Griffel.
Joe, how are you? We got about 2.5 minutes, so let me first of all say congratulations to you. I know that you're very busy this morning. Is there a little bit of a sigh of relief for you this morning?
There is, Mike, and I'd be happy to call you later. I apologize for
not
being able to get to you, but it's been, as you said, a long night and crazy morning. So.
Yeah, no problem, Joe. We'll hook up. I knew that that you were busy, and you know we'll have a host of things to talk about anyway. So why don't I give your office a call, and we'll just kind of go from there, okay?
Looking forward to it, Mike. There's a lot of challenges, but I think there's some great opportunities here for us all.
Absolutely. That's the way we need to look at it. Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, you bet. A couple of minutes now before 10 o'clock. Joe Griffo is once again going to represent us in the 47th State Senate District, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think you got a good man in there. So, and I can say all these things now that the election's over. I can kind of let my opinion out a little bit there. So it's been a great election. And congratulations to everybody that's going into office. Congratulations for you in getting out and voting. And we will talk again tomorrow morning on the Talk of the Town show right here, B95.5 FM.